7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station. You do have Skirvo for breakfast. Good to have your company on this Monday morning. Now, the Australian Digital Health Agency is reminding people that their My Health Record is a comprehensive and secure summary of their important health information. And with ongoing extreme weather events, temperatures dropping, flu season approaching, and more info around the long-term effects of COVID coming to light, it is vital that people and their medical professionals have access to info like medications, allergies, health conditions, and immunisation histories, all of which can help manage personal health and can be found in a My Health Record. Joining me now to talk about it is leading digital health expert and emergency doctor Andrew Roachford. Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I think it is a truly reminder, truly a timely reminder, obviously, with COVID being, it's held the limelight for the last 2 or 3 years. And we need to be reminded, in particular, the flu is still out there and still wreaking havoc.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for a few years we've been fortunate in one respect that we haven't had bad flu seasons. And that's because we've been, obviously battling with COVID, and that's mean being restricted, locked down, being indoors, wearing masks, doing all those things that not only prevented the spread of COVID, but also prevented the spread of influenza. But that's changed now. Everything's opening up. We've already seen, a spike and larger numbers of flu cases than we've seen in the past 2 years. So everyone being encouraged to make sure they're getting their flu vaccine. I know we're all a bit fatigued by the idea of another vaccine, but yeah, it's really important for us to realise that, it protects us. It protects the most vulnerable, meaning the young, who are most at risk from influenza, as well as the elderly. And so, getting that flu vaccine, having that information there in your My Health Record, as well as your COVID vaccination information, it's it's something that we should be getting back to doing regularly.
Indeed. Now, so a question that comes to mind immediately when we were talking about the flu not being around a couple of years ago and being back now, I think perhaps social distancing did play a part in that we were keeping 1.5 metres away from each other, not for COVID reasons, but I would think that would have helped us to be protected from the flu as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So any of these respiratory viruses, those that spread via, droplets in the air, the more space we put between us and other people, the lower our risk of catching that virus. And so absolutely, the social distancing, even the things like, the hand hygiene, getting better at hand washing and making sure that, we're not spreading the viruses that might have landed on something, touched it, and then we touch our face, wearing face masks, all of those things helps prevent not just COVID, but the common cold, influenza, and all of these other types of viruses that we have that particularly, increase in the colder weather. And that's usually because we spend a lot more time indoors, closer to each other, and there's more chance of it spreading around.
That's very true. Now, tell us a little bit about the role digital innovation and connection play in the healthcare system to help improve the health of all Australians.
When you think about it, the last 2 years has been a great opportunity for us to recognise that there's new ways to do things. We've been forced because of a lack of access.
Yep.
We're in lockdown, hard to see our doctor, difficult for us to, be able to continue to maintain our healthcare. And so what we've seen is this people starting to move towards digital. And this isn't new innovation. It's been around for a long time, but significant increase in the number of people using telehealth, secure telehealth to talk to their healthcare professionals, GPs, specialists, mental health care professionals. We've seen people starting to recognise the benefits of electronic prescriptions, something that the Digital Health Agency did an incredible job of spinning up really quickly, so that now you can go and get an electronic prescription sent to your phone. You can send that to your pharmacy and they can dispense that medication. We've got we've talked about the My Health Record. These are all, new digital innovations that are starting to help people understand how they can better, more efficiently and more effectively manage their own health.
Yep. Now, the Australian Digital Health Agency does have a health strategy, and obviously it's using the digital innovation, etc. But tell us a little bit about it and how it's assisting the health system.
Yeah, so like anything, what the role of the Digital Health Agency is to put Australia in the best position to be a connected healthcare system so that everybody can benefit from from those technologies. And so to be able to do that, you know, to the population from all corners of the population, it takes a strategy and development of that strategy. And so they've been going through the development of the next phase of the strategy. And there was a survey put out to the Australian people, you know, starting to learn where the challenges were, where people saw benefit, you know, what the future might look like for Australian healthcare. And that is forming the framework in which the strategy for the next development and evolution of the Australian healthcare system and how digital will play a role in that is going to be rolled out so that we can all benefit. That's from everything, you know, around those things that we've discussed, all right the way through to, you know, more advanced technologies about, you know, monitoring in the home and robotics and, you know, all of those artificial intelligence around diagnostics, all of these great, you know, innovations that are being developed and how they can be implemented into the Australian healthcare system.
I noticed one of the things you were doing to alert people to scams and things like that, which are just as rife in the health industry as anywhere else. What are some of the scams that which people should be alerted to?
Yeah, and I think like anything, you know, when there's something good going on and there's always usually something bad that needs to be managed. And, you know, digital scams is part of that. We did see an increase during the COVID period of unfortunately people being taken advantage of, you know, scams around, you know, people saying or you know, claiming to be able to generate, you know, digital COVID certificates, you know, right the way through to, you know, getting people, you know, fraud from a financial point of view, getting those details. And even in the case of the use of the My Health Record logo and branding or even the Australian Digital Health Agency on claims that aren't real, I think people need to just be aware of that, like they are aware in other parts of their digital life, whether it's social media or financial, just to be wary of you know, the fact that scams are real. If you feel like you're being scammed, you know, Scamwatch, you should reach out there and report anything that you're concerned about. And that not only protects you, but it also protects other people.
Yep. So what would you like to see as a result of all this happening?
I think ultimately, you know, we're seeing, you know, one of the positives of what's occurred over the last year, a lot of negatives with COVID and obviously all the extreme weather and everything that we're dealing with. And so I think one of the positives out of that is people starting to adopt the My Health Record, telehealth and all of these digital innovations to be more, you know, healthy, be happier, you know, be able to not so stressed about being able to manage, you know, life from a chronic disease point of view, because that can be stressful.
Yep.
And also, you know, from a mental health point of view, starting to tap into some of these resources to make sure that we're looking after ourselves and our family. And I think the future will be a time where, you know, it's not so much that we're talking about digital health as a separate thing, but all of this will just become part of our healthcare. And it's a better way to do things that means that we can, you know, have better outcomes.
Is there a website or any place online that people can access the information we've spoken about today?
Yeah, so the Australian Digital Health Agency has a website that you can go to. That's digitalhealth.gov.au. When it comes to the My Health Record, linking that up, you do that via your MyGov account. Yep. And for some people, it might just be easier to jump onto to the phone if they're not too confident about how to do that. There is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week helpline for the My Health Record. That's 1-800-723-471. And sometimes just a bit easier to sit down, you know, make the phone call, grab a cup of tea and get somebody to help you walk through how you connect up to your My Health Record, how you can navigate it, personalize it, start adding that information in, and then start using it. And then I think for a lot of people, the first time feels a bit daunting. So maybe just jumping on that helpline is the best place to start.
Excellent. Look, Dr. Andrew Roachford, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That's leading digital health expert and emergency doctor, Dr. Andrew Roachford, joining us this morning here at 7XS.